Welcome back. 3:49, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times, and I'm joined now by Charlie Hurd. He writes the nuclear option column for the Washington Times. Today's entitled, In Some, Democrats See Voters as Isolated Parts. Hello, Charlie. How are you?
I'm doing real good. How are you doing, Andy?
Oh, I'm doing just fine. The Democrats figured a way to put people in their issues into specific categories and then collected them all on Election Day, didn't they?
Yeah, they really do. They sort of herd them around based on your race or your gender or your social economic status. But I love it how, you know, when Republicans do it, they're branded as racist.
Yeah, it's true.
But when they do it, they're just branded as winners.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. And the Democrats are taking credit for doing it, claiming it was brilliant.
Oh, yeah. And I love how Axelrod, I think it was in an interview with Politico last week, was sitting in his office talking about trying to be the sort of modest winner, saying that the Romney campaign did a fair job, but where they really succeeded was in defining Romney early, before he was able to define himself to people. And it's just so odious because, of course, that was the time at which the campaign was accusing him of causing the woman with cancer to die.
Yeah, right.
And bringing up all these ridiculous attacks against Mitt Romney. And Mitt Romney was standing there trying to, run a campaign on ideas, which, of course, that never got off the ground, apparently.
No, of course it didn't. Not when they can, look, they're going to label you as racist. They're going to talk about things that appeal to you if you're a Hispanic or if you're a black or if you're a woman. And, they'll tell you anything you need to hear to get the vote. And Republicans aren't like that. Republicans aren't making the promises that the Obama campaign made.
Yeah, and it's interesting because inherent in the argument that Mitt Romney was making was that if the economy is better and improves and stops being so terrible, then that will be really good for gays or really good for women or blacks. That will be good for everyone. But nothing sells like divisive, racist electioneering like this, where they just can sort of divide everybody up, make everybody hate one another, make everybody different and suspicious of one another. And, it's just incredible. And I mean, the Republicans have been so beaten up over the times that they've tried that in the past. I don't remember the last time we saw that kind of stuff from them.
Yeah. I love your line about us becoming a nation of infants.
It's incredible. I mean, it really is like, there's half of the country that just doesn't want to deal with difficult issues, I guess that's what it is. Maybe it's that they don't realize that those issues really are actually real and important, but they would rather just get, just wander off after these little shiny objects about, free contraception or the dancing horses or any of that nonsense.
Yeah. No,
finders of women.
Right. Big Bird, you name it.
Big Bird! I mean, goodness gracious, Big Bird!
Yeah.
We got $16 trillion in debt.
Yeah. Well, see, and that's the other part. I was just talking a few minutes ago about this video I saw of the producer of the Bill O'Reilly show going out on the street. He was talking to people before they went in to see Bill Maher. And most of them, they didn't have a clue as to what was happening in the real world, honestly. And, I will bet my house that 3/4 of the people in this country don't even know what the fiscal cliff is. They're just not concerned with it.
Yeah, and it's this sort of it's just rank irresponsibility among a lot of those people. And I honestly, Andy, think it goes back to just what a crushing disgrace our public education system is, and the fact that people are not able to, read newspapers every day. They're not able to be informed. They have no concept of history, no concept of history whatsoever. And you wind up with I'm as surprised as I could be at Obama's reelection, and it wasn't because it wasn't because I necessarily thought the polls were all wrong or anything like that. It was just that, given all the facts before us, and the fact that you had a guy running a campaign trying to fix the economy versus a guy running a ridiculous campaign about contraception and all this other nonsense, I just couldn't imagine how Americans or any free people in the dire straits we're in wouldn't vote for the guy that was trying to talk about a serious solution.
Yeah. Well, you know, I read this article over the weekend about college kids. They go into college, 51% of them don't know a thing about the Constitution, and when they come out, 53% don't know anything about the Constitution.
It's true. And I saw somewhere where there was a poll done of the Harvard Business School graduates,
yeah,
where it was something like 93% of the graduates voted for Obama and basically, you know, rejected Romney, even though every single one of them is in school to one day become Mitt Romney.
Yeah.
But still they rejected it, and I don't know if it's a reflexive groupthink or just an inability to actually, like, think about the issues, but it's of course, you know, Democrats claim that they're the party of the brilliant, you know, they're the smart ones, apparently, and
yeah,
the rest of us are the you know, redneck dopey idiots.
Well, you know, they are sort of smart, because I saw in Cleveland one precinct had 109 people voting for every 100 registered.
And I love the precincts with 99% went for Obama. I mean, Saddam Hussein couldn't come up with wins like that. And then there were those little you know, wards, or they're smaller than precincts, where in Philly, where they didn't have a single person vote for Romney.
It was 13 of them.
That's diversity right there.
13 of those wards had zero votes for Romney.
Incredible.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man. Hey, did you watch the president's news conference a little while ago?
Yeah, I was amazed. Probably the most amazing thing was where the reporter just fell out. I think she wanted to like kiss him or something. She was sure. She said that she congratulated him on his win.
Oh yeah, I saw
that. And then he said, I've never seen you lose, even though he has lost.
Yeah.
And then she said, oh, but I wasn't there that time.
Yeah, I looked away. I looked away when you lost.
Yeah. Oh my God, what a lie!
Yeah.
If that doesn't sum it all up.
Well, you know, Ed Henry was sitting right beside her, and it's a wonder he didn't take like a napkin and hand to her to get the drool off of her lips. You know.
Yeah, it was quite a performance, but I was glad to see that he's back to thinking he's cool again,
because yeah.
he wasn't that stuttering, weird nonsense we've been getting for the past 6 or 8 months. Yeah. While he hasn't given any press conferences.
Yeah, yeah, he got his dander up a little bit when they were talking about Susan Rice. I noticed that.
Yeah, come after me, he said.
Yeah.
Man, he may regret that, because I suspect, with everything that's on fire right now and everything that's going on Capitol Hill,
yeah,
I think that I think Republicans might just take him up on that. And actually, I take that back. It's not just Republicans. I mean, Democrats, Dianne Feinstein, a lot of these Democrats on the Hill that are asking the toughest questions are from within his own party. And that speaks well for Democrats, but it also doesn't speak well for President Obama.
Yeah.
If he wants a smooth second term.
Yeah, that's for sure. All right, folks, check it out. Charlie Hertz column in today's Washington Times. In some, Democrats see voters as isolated parts. Good to talk to you, Charlie. We'll do it again next week.
Thanks, Andy.
Take care. Charlie Hertz of the Washington Times. 3:58, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT.